Well, good evening. Nice to see you all here tonight. Welcome. We are very blessed this evening to have a guest speaker, to have visitors with us tonight, all the way from Zhytomyr, Ukraine. And, of course, this is a local church that is very familiar with many things Ukrainian ever since Jim and Phyllis Myers first visited us and spoke about their missionary work and then all the trips that I've made over there. I've gone over there 9 times now, and Sharon got to go with me last May for her first time. So we've done a lot of things Ukrainian, but this is a first. This is the first time ever that one of the pastors from Ukraine is coming to visit Austin Bible Church. And so that is our blessing. Pastor Igor Smolyar and his wife Julia are with us tonight, and they're going to be in Texas all week because they're going to be in Houston next week for the Schaefer Conference. And so we'll have more time to visit down there as well for those of you that are going to Houston for the Schaefer Conference. So, all right. Igor?
Okay. Good evening. Yes. Nice to meet you. My English not so perfect, so I'm sorry. It's probably much better to speak English for me than you speaking Ukrainian, right? Okay. You know, it's huge differences between Russian and Ukrainian, because a lot of people think that we speak Russian. Actually, we speak Ukrainian, but it's good. But if you say for Ukrainian, you speak Russian, it's interesting. Okay. Nice to meet you. I am with my wife Julie. By the way, she is from Russia. I was born and she was born in Soviet Union, but she used to live in Ural. You know, maybe you heard Ural? It's from Russian. But I met her in Kyiv, and we are married, and we have 3 children. So I want to give you some report about what we are doing. So here is some presentation, some pictures, and I will tell you what is... Okay. Okay, this is our family. It's we have 3 children. It's Daniel, he's oldest one, and Sophia and Matthew. So we have some family, some other picture. It's picture from church. Okay, so I will tell more detail. Okay, it's picture from last. We have Harvest Day. It's like Thanksgiving Day in United States, but in Ukraine we say Harvest Day. It's like a day where we give thanks to God about what we have on our tables. And so this is picture from the last one. Oh, we have cold winter, by the way. If you understand what this means, cold winter, in Texas, it's been cold. So it's from the picture from me last. Oh, it's school day. Daniel, his last year in high school, and Matthew, his first year in school. So we have some tradition in school with bells, you know. When you come to first year to school and you just doing bells, like go to everybody for lesson. First lesson, I mean. Okay, this is some picture of everybody. Okay, about our ministry. Focus of our ministry, we have like 5 goals or what we are doing in Zhytomyr. First of all, it's preaching Sunday services. We have 2 services during Sunday. It's like morning and evening. In our church, we have for right now, it's like four pastors. We have about 500 people in our church. So, and I'm doing like teaching part, and some other, my brothers, they also doing it. So, but we have like two services, and I preach like or Sunday morning or Sunday evening. And teaching leaders of the home groups. In our church, we don't have Bible classes during the week. Why? It's an interesting question. Why? I explain. It's because, like, Bob, you was in Kyiv, you see lack of public transportation. We don't have a lot of cars in Zhytomyr. I mean, person who have car. Like we have car, but a lot of people don't have, and they going to church by public transportation. And public transportation in Zhytomyr after 8 p.m. it's closed. If you have like 7:30 Bible study in Zhytomyr, and you don't have car. So after Bible study, you still live in church or still sleep in church. So it's interesting because usually I say this is consequences of socialism. You understand? It's like government will provide everything for you. It's not true. If you want to see results of this, true, you need to go to Ukraine and see what happened if your country used to live under socialism last 50 years. Okay, that's why we have home groups do in different region of Zhytomyr, and we have for right now about 12 home groups. I mean, people who live in same area, it's much easier to come to that area and to have Bible study. I'm responsible for all these groups. What does this mean? We have 12 leaders who lead this group, and every Saturday I teach these leaders, and next week they go to own groups and teach these people. So I'm teaching every Saturday. Now we have a team. It's like sanctification. So every Saturday we gather together with leader and I teach this leader. But it's not enough for me. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I visited these groups. It means that during 1 month, I visit every group in our church. So, very busy my life. So, it's very good for me because, you know, I believe that church or pastor of church or in church, they need to grow up like own leaders. So, I try to help them, these young brothers, to be good minister. So this is another focus of our ministry. Okay, third one, ministry, it's very blessed. I have some pictures later, okay? I just want to describe what we are doing, and then we have some pictures. Okay, third one, it's family ministry. What does mean family ministry? It's a ministry consists from three parts. It's pre-marriage counseling. You understand what this means, pre-marriage counseling? It's like they want to get married. Me and my wife, we just counseling. It's about 10 or 15 lessons before they get married. Second part, it's like home group or like every Saturday we have some like meeting for families and we study like biblical view about family. And third one, it's different groups, like for men only and for women only. So special team for men only and special team for women only. So this is like our ministry. The reason why we started this ministry is because statistics. Interesting statistics in Ukraine. During first 5 years, family divorced. 50% of Ukrainian families during first 5 years, they divorced. And it's like statistic, I mean, you understand, average in Ukraine. But problem is in church. We had about 3 or 4 divorces. And we decided that this is very important ministry. And Julie and me, we are doing this ministry. And biblical counseling, it's maybe not development ministry, but we are doing same ministry. Julie, I hope, will help me because she is like studying this subject in Kyiv, and we hope to develop this ministry in church. You see, it's interesting tradition in Ukraine. What happened if you need counseling in pastor? What do you do? Here, what do you do? It's a question. Just call and go to office and have some counseling with pastor. Ukraine, it's not. it's like tradition from Soviet Union. Pastor calls you and said, you need counseling. Do you like Bob this? It's but it's interesting. It's some tradition. I don't know. Actually, I know why. Because it's a long story. But it's like we want to help people during biblical counseling to see about what Bible says about their problems. So we're doing some biblical counseling in Zhytomyr too. And last one, teaching in Bible colleges and seminaries. It's last one, but it's not very often in my life because I'm very busy with my local church. And this is my first priority. And if I have some time, I'm teaching like Word of God Bible College. It's pastoral epistles I teach, and pastoral ministry, and some other colleges or seminaries. Okay, some pictures, and I will tell some. Oops. Oh, this is building or facility of our church. Our church is named Resurrection Church. Yeah, this is a huge facility. Here is some insight. We have orchestra in church. So some pictures. Oh, we have a choir. It's okay. It's right choir. Yeah. My pronunciation sometimes. It's we have three. We have three choirs. One of them is men, only men choir. Pastor Robbie Dean visited us last January, and he was liked about men choir. It's only men. So we have youth choir and we like general choir. Okay, this is a family home group. We gathering all together in one room, and we study biblical view about marriage, what is responsibility for husband, wife, about family worship, how to work with your child or children. It's use of our church. It's like pre-marriage counseling. You know, it's one of the one of the problem of Ukrainian churches, it's not, they don't have good teaching, good deeply teaching, sound doctrine. And if you ask young person, what do you think about marriage? What does it mean for you? It's nothing. It's nothing. That's why we just decided to have some lessons before marriage to prepare them. Of course, it's, you know, it's not full preparing, but it's trying to tell these young ladies and gentlemen that marriage, it's from Bible. It's God-created marriage. And this is not, like, usually we say, easy life. You understand what this means, easy life? It's marriage is not easy life. It's very hard life. And because a lot of young person in our society, I mean, unbeliever, they say, okay, I can get married. If I don't like this, I can divorce. That's easy life. What does mean easy life? So we just decided to have some pre-marriage counseling with this youth. Ah, okay. Usually we say in the end, thank you for your supporting, especially prayer and financial and some of the encouragement for us. By the way, 4 years ago, remember today, 4 years ago, my wife Julie, she was sick, and we got huge blessing from Austin Bible Church or some person, I don't know. It was very helpful to help for surgeries and for some her treatment, and we were so blessed. So maybe you have some questions for me to ask me, because, you know, it's not easy for me to talk in English because I'm usually talking Ukrainian. So maybe you need to more details, or you want some.
Can you tell us how you became a believer?
Okay, thank you. I was born in Soviet family, like general Soviet family, and I'm only one child. And I was it's non-believer family. And when I was 15 years old, my friend who lives like near my house, he went to church. And he became a Christian. And he said to me, Igor, you are going to hell. You know, it's, it's interesting. When you're a teenager, it's very impressive. Okay, how cannot go to hell? What is way? So he explained me not true gospel, but little bit gospel. but it's grace, you know. This is God, and I open Bible, read Bible, and visit church. By the way, my wife Julie, she is from Soviet family. Her father was military. But not general military in prison. Mm. It's Gulag, maybe you. It's mm-hmm. He was like prison in such prison from Gulag, her older brother, he became a Christian, and he come back to home and say, "I'm Christian." Father told him, "I kill you." Yeah, it's Soviet. So her brother gave some books for Julie, and she read only books, no churches. I mean Orthodox church, no Orthodox church place where she used to live. So she just read New Testament, some other books, and she became a Christian. Wow. This is my short testimony. And by the way, I was a very young person who is in 17 years old. I decided to be like pastor. I don't know why. I don't know why in this such young, you know, it's. I don't know about your culture. In our culture, if you ask a young person, what you want to do in your life. He said everything, not church minister. That's why I'm trying to, you know, it's to prepare younger generation from the youth, from the young age, and I think it's very good priority in church.
And so how did you meet Jim Myers, or where did you learn about the
work? I was a student in Bible College. It was not Jim Myers College. It's like General Bible College, St. James, its name. And Julie, I met Julie in this college, St. James. It's just a general college. It's not very deep teaching or good theology. It's just general. And Jim Myers was one of the teachers in this college. That's why I like theology from his classes. Mm-hmm. And I met him there, and he said, okay, I'm trying to organize Bible college like my own. No, you know, and do you want to be one of the first students? Mm-hmm. I say, okay. And he said, I have small church in Kyiv. It was in Kyiv, Word of God Bible Church, and I need some help, some deacon's help. Maybe you can help. I say, okay. So I met Jim Myers, and I was with Vasya Munko. You know Vasya Munko?
Yes.
Yeah, me and Vasya, we were first deacons.
Okay.
In the beginning of the Word of God Church. And we were first students. Uh-huh. So.
Excellent. Okay, we have another question here.
You said you teach in Ukrainian. Is Zhytomyr predominantly Ukrainian-speaking part of Ukraine?
Yes, this is Ukrainian-speaking city. You see, Ukraine is under war right now. You know, Russian Federation, part of the east of territory, they just catch it. And a lot of people of East Ukraine, they speak Russian. In our family, we speak Russian a little bit because Julie from Russia, but our children speak Ukrainian. By my dream that my children speak English. Any other questions about?
Other questions?
Yeah. Do you have a job also, or just a full-time minister?
For right now, we have like full-time ministry. It's because a lot of brothers and sisters in America, they support our ministry because we're very busy, and you know, it's you need to time for preparation for all this lesson. Usually Ukrainian churches, they don't pay salary for pastors. It's tradition from Soviet Union. For example, we have about 500 people, but most of the money what we collected, it's going for paying like gas and electricity for facility. Reason, because our government said, it's or made law, that churches, they are like business. If you know what I'm saying? So you need to pay all this money like if you have some business in this facility. This is huge facility, a huge building, and that maybe 80% of money they just cover electricity and gas because we have cold wind. We need to gas. So I'm full-time ministry, and yes.
How about taxes? Does your church pay taxes? We don't hear.
Taxes?
Taxes. Yeah.
Yes, we pay taxes.
You pay taxes.
Yes.
How far away is
Zhytomyr? Yes, I know.
From Ukraine. I mean, from Kyiv.
It's 90 miles.
Oh, that's
yes.
Fine. And then, so when did y'all have to move over there when y'all were?
Yes, we moved from Kyiv. because I was born in the central part of Ukraine. It's maybe 300 miles from Kyiv. Julie was born about to. Сколько до Перми? 2,000 miles from Kyiv. Yes, we lived in Zhytomyr. So we moved from Kyiv. But.
And then the size, Pastor Bob's been to Kyiv. Mm-hmm. And so we kind of got an idea of size from the pictures he brought back. How big is Zhytomyr compared to Kyiv?
Zhytomyr is about 300,000 people.
300, and what was Ukraine?
Kyiv, it's about, I think it's 5 million. Maybe more because, you know, it's a lot of, yes.
I know that it's no longer forbidden to preach in Russia, so, I mean, to have churches. Is there still an underground church?
What does it mean, underground?
Not open, like a church building is open. In Russia, they used to have
to
hide.
Oh, I understand, yes. In Ukraine, it's freedom. It's I think this is the best freedom from Soviet Union countries. So in Russia, it's official freedom. But if you, for example, I can go to Central Square and preach, and it's open. For example, in Russia, you cannot do this. Because you need to permission from government, so it's freedom. I think Ukraine is the best country for right now for spiritual freedom. That's why a lot of Ukrainian pastors in Russia. I think about 80% of pastors from in Russian Baptist Church, and they are Ukrainian. Okay. I call Baptist Church because in Ukraine you must be in Baptist Union or in Russian. You cannot be like Bible Church. You need to belong to some union or create some union. So anyway, so usually we say Baptist Church. But you know, a lot of Baptist Church in Ukraine, it's not Baptist, even Baptist. Because theology is bad, and what they doing during service is bad. They want fun. You know what does mean fun? Mm-hmm. They want fun.
Yeah.
No Bible teaching. Okay, your sermon must be 10-15 minutes, and don't teach. Don't tell me about sin. Don't tell me about like that. I need to change, like Jesus, to be like Jesus. Just say me a good story from Bible. How David killed Goliath. Mm-hmm. I like this story. It's a good story. Without any obligation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and by the way, interesting, in Zhytomyr, in my church, in my local church, people are hungry about Word of God. And I think the reason that, because when you start to teach or preach Bible, like doing this verse by verse, it's like open mind, and they want to be fed. But if you just come and say let's have fun, people will have fun. But when you study, when you teach, it's good. So I like this. Mm-hmm. What we doing in our church.
And the size of your church relative to other churches in Ukraine or in
I think we have for right now it's largest church in Zhytomyr. I mean Baptist church. We have 7 or 8 another Baptist church. But if ask me about do I recommend this church, I said no. Some of them. So we have largest church in Zhytomyr. I mean, Baptist. We have some charismatic churches, but, you know, I'm not talking.
Yeah. Robert again? That's all right.
I've heard that in Russia the Orthodox Church is putting pressure on the government, which they're accepting, to trample down the other churches. Is that an issue in the Ukraine? Is the Orthodox Church powerful?
In Ukraine, we have two Orthodox churches: Moscow Patriarch. You know, Moscow Patriarch and Kiev Patriarch. So they fight each other. That's why we have freedom. No, it's true. Because, you know, in this situation, when we have some problem with Russia, a lot of people from Moscow Orthodox Church, they just go to Kiev Orthodox churches. Or we usually say Ukrainian patriarch. So we don't have any problem with this, but we have problem with their doctrine. Mm-hmm. Because, you see, Ukraine became official Christian country in 988 years. It's official. So 1,000 years is influence of Orthodox doctrines. And if you come to regular Baptist church, you will see this influence. What does it mean? It means, just a second. Oops. What I did? Okay, I see. I'm trying to explain this picture. Again, sorry. What I did? Can you help me, Bob?
Oh, wow.
I need some...
It's fine.
Oh, okay. I see another... Oh, I see. Do you see? Almost all ladies, they cover their heads. You see? This is influence from Orthodox. If you come to Ukrainian Baptist Church, you see all ladies, they cover heads. Why? You know why? It's because they took 1 Corinthians 11, that Paul wrote to 1 Corinthians 11, lady must cover hand when she is praying. And Orthodox teach, you cannot go to Orthodox church without your cover your head for ladies. And that's why a lot of ladies, most of them like came from Orthodox churches, they still cover heads during service. So some very fanatic ladies, if you someone come without covering, they give you another one.
Or they sell you one.
Yeah. So influence from in doctrine and another, but I think it's not very big issue, okay? I think another bad influence, it's about sanctification or salvation. We have name monergism and synergism, you know? Mm-hmm. This maybe synergism, it's part of the doctrine of Orthodox Church that means you, God save you and you save your own. What does it mean? It's you need to do very good work to be saved. If you don't do this, you cannot be sure in your salvation. Mm-hmm. For example, in a lot of like Ukrainian people, they believe they need to be very good. They don't attend church, but they know because grandparents, somebody told them they need to do some good work. And they try to do. And they think when they die, they will be saved. But it's problem because when you're trying to teach in church that what do you need to be saved? Faith alone? In Christ alone. It's grace. What you need to do to keep your salvation? It's interesting question in Ukraine. If you ask, 25 rules, maybe more. It's some, but I'm trying to teach that your salvation, it's grace, it's free grace, and it's God's gift. It yes, you must do like all these commandments, but it's not depend on your salvation. I mean, it's your love to God. You want to be saint or holy. Okay.
Oh, okay. Any other questions? I'm hoping to visit. I'm going in April of 2021 is my next time to teach in the Word of God Bible College. And I'll be there for 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, so that I can come and visit Zhytomyr or visit Lviv, maybe both on the same trip.
Maybe, but how you can have time during Sunday, have to church? No? Oh, different weekends.
Different weekends.
Oh, okay, yes. Yeah, different weekends. We will be glad to see you in our church.
So that might take 3 weeks.
Okay.
And only teach 2 weeks in the school.
Okay. We will be glad to see you in Zhytomyr. By the way, Pastor Robert Dean, he loves Zhytomyr. Yeah, he was in Zhytomyr maybe 5 or 6 times. So, you know, who knows?
Well, I need to catch up.
Yes. So, it's very often interesting because we live in different culture, but what I understand is we need to teach sound Bible doctrine and good theology, and this is very impressive for me when I found churches like here. It's very close to me because I know I'm not alone. It's because it's always, you know, when you see another churches, it's sometimes it's scary for me because it's terrible teaching. We have such big influence in Ukraine for right now. It's Hillsong.
Yeah, Hillsong. You know, Hillsong and their music.
And very popular, it's Joel Osteen.
Oh, no.
So, sorry. Yeah, it's... But I'm not talking about charismatic churches, you understand me? I'm talking about Baptist churches. So, it's... Okay. But I can encourage you, say that we have a lot of people who loves God, who loves Word of God, who wants to hear, like, clear Word of God.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been a teacher at Word of God Bible College? Been there 2 or 3 times?
Me?
You. Uh-huh.
In Word of God.
In Word of God Bible College?
4 or 5 times.
Okay. And you teach spiritual life?
No, I'm teaching pastoral epistles and pastoral ministry.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's that's reason why I teach pastoral ministry. It's not a different pastoral ministry like you're doing, but I'm trying to teach in our culture pastoral ministry. Because I told you about counseling, for example, It's, for example, no, in our country, I don't have office. You know?
Right.
I think maybe 5 or 6 churches in Ukraine have office, like pastor office. It's no office. So usually they visiting at homes. Mm-hmm. So I think this is also a good idea when pastor visit homes, people of his church, so and do some pastoral ministry. So I'm teaching about pastoral ministry in Ukrainian culture. Mm-hmm.
And so that's where you met Elvira?
Yes, I met Elvira. I met Bob, but he was not in my classes.
Okay.
Because I teach in Ukrainian. And Bob, yeah, and it was 10 years ago? No, maybe 8 years ago?
Maybe 2011, 2012?
Yeah, something like this. Yeah, okay. maybe.
Okay, any other questions? I was going to put a map up here, too, and let people see a map of Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
You can give us a tour.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Oops.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Now.
Here we go.
Okay.
Boom.
Oh, Zhytomyr.
Zhytomyr. All right. Oh. That's different. All right. So Ukraine kind of is split by the river, right? Dnieper River.
Mm-hmm.
So the east is more Russian speaking and the west is more Ukrainian speaking?
Actually, west is only Ukrainian.
Only Ukrainian speaking, okay. Except in your house.
Yes.
Okay. And so here's Kyiv and here is Zhytomyr.
Yes.
And here is Rivne?
Rivne.
Okay. And Lviv.
Lviv, right. Okay. Here's Odessa.
Odessa.
Yeah. And
So we have and I thought they were going to be here tonight too, the Domova family. Right. So Andrei is from Odessa and Ksenia is from Rivne, but they met in Kyiv.
Yeah, part of part of this region is now under control of Russia. Mm-hmm. You know, and Crimea, they took so.
So pray for Ukraine.
Yes.
Yeah. And your president used to be on television.
Oh.
He was a comedian, no?
Yes.
Yes.
It's
same
a
with our president.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you need to understand about our political situation. This comedian actor, he's just actor. Mm-hmm. He's not president. Huh. Behind him, two or three like businessmen who just rule him, what they want. Yes, he's just comedian, and that's why he won election because he was famous. And his comedian is not moral.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You understand? Yeah. All his jokes, it's immoral. You see, it's against Bible, against Christian. They just doing some comedian about like Moses. Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, no.
A lot of Christian, they don't like him. So, yeah.
So we can pray for him.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And
he is pro-Russian orientation.
Okay.
This new president. So, because one of the businessmen behind him, he has business in Russia, so he needs to be close friend. Okay, I can. I can show maybe our church on Google Map.
Yeah,
it's okay. Let's do this one. Sorry. Yeah, this is Zhytomyr. We live here. Our home is Zarychana village. It's like near Zhytomyr. It's 2 miles from Zhytomyr. It's it's a nice Zhytomyr. Okay, here's we here's our church. It's not our church. Okay, this is our facility. Oh, церкви Хебевской. If okay.
Oh wow.
Okay. This is. By the way, we have like senior pastor. He is going to be retired. So. Some picture like. This is field where we play soccer.
When was the church built?
This is pictures from different people. So sometimes I see what happened here.
Do you know when the church was built?
I think it's 1990. So it's about 30 years of building. So.
Okay.
So welcome to Zhytomyr. We always glad to see people.
Can I say a prayer?
Yes.
Okay. Father, I thank you for this time together. I thank you for this visit and the fellowship that you provide in Christ. I thank you for Igor and for Julia, for their family, for the Bible teaching in Zhytomyr. I thank you for the Word of God Bible College and all of the graduates that have gone from there that are in ministry to this day, Father. And I thank you for the testimony to grace, because they minister in a country that struggles to understand grace. And they teach the Word of God to people that understand how to be saved by grace, but then try to keep their salvation by works. And Father, I pray that they can provide assurance of eternal security and salvation that is by your grace and not by our works. I do thank you for being so faithful. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.